From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Officials in Niger say suspected Boko Haram militants have killed 9 people and abducted dozens more in an attack on a southern town. Local officials said Monday that the gunmen came into the village of Ngalewa, near the country's border with Nigeria, on camels and horses. They said the militants took around 30 to 40 people, mostly women and children, late Sunday, and threatened to hold them until other extremists are released from prison. The town is near the city of Diffa, where another attack took place last week, also blamed on Boko Haram militants. In that incident, 2 suicide bombers blew themselves up in a refugee camp in the town, killing 2 other people and injuring 11. German officials say at least 11 people are dead and 31 people injured after a tour bus carrying 48 people collided with a truck and burst into flames early Monday on a motorway in southern Germany. Officials told the Associated Press news agency they believe the bus rear-ended a trailer truck at the end of a traffic jam on the A9 highway near Münchberg in Bavaria. Officials told the Reuters news agency the bus was carrying a tour group from the eastern German state of Saxony. You're listening to news from Washington on the Voice of America. Iraqi troops on Monday pushed deeper into the old city of Mosul, into a densely populated neighborhood west of the Tigris River, where the Al-Nuri Mosque once stood. Although the Iraqi forces appear poised for victory in Mosul, concerns linger over an underground system of tunnels that has allowed ISIS to reassert itself in some neighborhoods. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe promised on Monday to work to regain the trust of the public after his ruling Liberal Democratic Party suffered a major defeat at the polls Sunday in Tokyo.
It was a very severe verdict by Tokyo residents. We need to see this result as people's reprimand to our party, the Liberal Democratic Party. We must deeply think it over.
Abe is thought to be trying to stay in office at least through the 2020 Summer Olympics, which are to be held in Japan. Some families are planning to leave their homes before national elections take place in Kenya. The country's electoral risk mapping shows 17 out of 47 counties have been identified as conflict-prone areas. Correspondent Mohammed Youssef reports from the capital, Nairobi.
Human Rights Watch says as the election nears in Kenya, some communities living in the Rift Valley region live in fear of attacks, and some people have started leaving after young men warned them to stay away from polling centres. The rights organisation is calling on authorities to investigate and prosecute those behind the threats and intimidation. With just 5 weeks to the general election, some people are thinking whether to vote or head to their original homes after getting threats against those who may vote against the ruling Jubilee Party. The threats have some families planning to abandon their homes. In June, the Interior Ministry opened a command center to respond to terrorism and election violence. Hundreds of officers from security agencies are training around the country to prevent violence tied to the election, with the goal of having credible, peaceful election and stability in the weeks surrounding Election Day. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Kenya's national election is scheduled for August 8th. President Uhuru Kenyatta hopes to win a second term against several challengers, including the former Prime Minister Raila Odinga. You can find more on these and other stories around the clock from around the world at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.